Listen, tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and I just want to say one thing before we get this podcast rolling. Send food, not flowers. Flowers die, just like people's love for each other. Enjoy the podcast.
This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Okay, you're coming around, hey?
What?
Well, you were mad at me for like the first 20 minutes you were here.
I was?
Yeah. And then I find out that I was rude to you in your dream.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You can't hold that against me.
I didn't even realize I was.
You were. You're quite rude this morning. I'm like, what did I do wrong?
We were on vacation with a bunch of people, same people that we went to Cuba with, and I couldn't find you. And then when I finally did, you didn't care about me.
That probably actually happened when we were on vacation too, that exact same storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, just like, yo, yeah, no, I've been here at this, the bar.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because you, especially when you can't remember your dream and you're in a weird mood and then all of a sudden it comes to you and you're like, oh yeah, that's why I've been so mad at this person. That's why I've been ignoring them.
Yeah, so that's how my day started.
But I'm better now.
Getting shade thrown at me. Yeah, it seems like you've gotten over it, thankfully. So, at the Winter Games, a lot of robots being used.
Yeah, it's techie paradise down there right now.
Well, and even in the opening ceremonies, we discussed how zoned in they were on their technological advancements as, like, a huge part of the country.
And they're testing out a lot of new things that they haven't before, and here are some examples. They have robots that just roam around and humans can walk up to them and ask them questions.
Like directions and things like that?
Things about certain events, and they'll tell them. And when the robots aren't helping humans, they clean.
See, like, a lot of parts of Asia, I don't know about South Korea specifically in Pyeongchang, but there's heavy population.
Yeah.
Couldn't you find and pay humans to do that?
Yeah, probably.
Like, wouldn't that be neat?
They also have self-driving buses to get people to and from the events, and drones for security purposes, which is obviously normal in my opinion.
But they've even made robots for like downhill skiing now.
Yeah, right outside of where the Winter Games are happening, there's another hill where students are getting a $10,000 prize if their robot wins in a downhill ski.
Right.
So they look like a human body, but their head is a robot's head.
Yeah.
Super scary. Also, on Twitter yesterday, this went viral. There are two, they look like dogs, like robot dogs. And to me, at first, I thought it was a CGI video, but it's not. A Boston Dynamics video shows these two dog-like robots walking around. One of them opens a door for the other one, which at first I was terrified, but then I'm like, that's actually a really polite robo dog.
Yeah.
For opening the door for its other robot.
Every time I see anything related with robots, I'm like, I wonder when they'll turn on us.
Yeah, like it's nice to know how we're going to die.
Like you look at computers and when they get a virus, you're like, what is happening with this right now? Imagine if it had the athletic ability of a dog and it started glitching out.
Mm-hmm. There's another company called GuardBot. And they developed this surveillance, I can never say that word, surveillance ball robot.
I like when you slowed it down, it was way worse. Sorry, continue.
It's like a ball robot and it just roams around and it can actually get through land and snow and water.
For what purpose again?
It's just, first, don't make me say it again.
Surveillance.
That's what I said.
Surveillance is what you keep saying.
Surveillance.
Whoa, you're struggling. See, this is
it's
why
one
we
of
need,
those words.
This is why we need robots, because humans are so flawed.
Do not get a robot.
Hot 107.
Happy World Radio Day.
Woohoo! Radio is a mass medium that reaches the wildest audiences in the world.
It's also Retainer Tuesday, if you couldn't tell that by now.
Radio brings communities together, fostering positive dialogue for change.
Indeed it does.
Marconi is his name. He made the first successful transatlantic transmission of radio waves in 1901. He was the great-grandson of John Jameson, founder of Jameson Irish Whiskey.
Ah, well, that makes a whole bunch more sense with my past 12 years.
On November 2nd, 1920, the first commercial radio station went to air in Pittsburgh. It was an instant success and began the radio revolution called the Golden Age of Radio.
Okay.
The radio came of age during World War I. Military leaders recognized its value for communicating with the infantry and ships at sea.
At what? Where were the... Where?
The ships at sea.
Okay.
Ryder, my good friend sitting across from me right now, was the 2011 top radio person under 30 across Canada.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, today, 4 years ago exactly, was the very first day I started getting paid to do radio.
Whoa, congratulations.
I know. I just kept showing up, and eventually, like 9 months later, they were like, okay, I guess we'll pay you.
What's it called when you celebrate a chunk of time?
A success?
No, I'd say like what's the word?
Oh, an anniversary.
Yeah, is it the anniversary of the ships that were at sea as well?
The ships that were at sea, no. Happy World Radio Day, everyone.
That's another episode of Retainer Tuesday.
Oh, Mama. Hi, Mama.
Today's words of wisdom come to us from @OdeadInside on Twitter. If you start drinking now, your life could be perfect in less than an hour. Time for Rezzo Roulette. If you forgot to book a reservation for Valentine's Day tomorrow, we got you covered. You're not going to have to go for dinner at 9:30. By the way, ladies, if your significant other takes you for dinner at 9:30, it's not like a late night romantic gesture.
He forgot.
Like, and he booked one at 3 p.m. the day of.
So big ups to anyone that has a rezzo at like 5 or 6:30 or
like
even 7.
I think 7. I think 7 is the most romantic time to go for dinner. Because then there's not like an itch to, do you want to go for some beers after?
Right.
Or like watch the game?
You're going straight home to pass out.
Yeah, or pass out, whatever. All right, let's do this. We've got Stupid Cupid in the house again.
He's not stupid. He's a sweet angel.
He's got a very sexy voice, according to the ladies of Hot 107.
Hi, Harley.
And some of the gay men as well.
Absolutely.
But for now, he's just going to be spinning around. We're going to be taking a call, and you tell Harley when to stop, okay? Who's this?
It's Kyle.
Okay, Kyle, you don't have a rezzo for tomorrow, do you, hey?
No.
And you really need one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck. There's a 50-50 chance you're going to get a good one, because some of them in that are left, three of the six that are left aren't good.
No, but it's worth a shot. So,
All right, so start spinning.
Good job, Cupid.
Cupid
is spinning. You just tell him when to stop.
Stop.
All right.
What do we got?
Here we go. Finding out what we got. Whoa, congratulations. You've locked down a reservation at the Fort McMurray Curling Rink at 6 a.m. for some chicken fingers.
Boy, am I lucky.
Sorry, man.
And I'm allergic to chicken.
Oh, what?
Let's respin.
Oh.
The allergy screwed this up.
Sorry, we can't, man. Thanks for trying.
You know what? Good luck, though, trying to book somewhere.
Thanks.
Love you.
Use this as a backup plan, I guess. Hey.
He's not going to go there.
You want to go for a drive?
Hot 107.
Trending this hour.
Winter games are on. Canada picked up a gold so far with mixed curling and a bronze in luge, women's luge. First ever medal in that that event for us. And I'm just watching speed skating now. I would be throwing bombs.
Yep.
Our Canadian girl got cut off, and if that happened to me, I would actually, like, take off my skate and try to cut somebody.
Okay, everybody stop what you're doing. There is a dog movie coming to Netflix, and not just any dog movie, Benji.
The Return of Benji.
Except it's probably not the same dog.
It's so. Definitely not the same dog.
Rest that dog, in peace to the original.
That dog is long gone. All right, wow, dark. I got one more story that's trending. Sons of Anarchy is looking like it'll be a four-part series now, with Sons of Anarchy being number one. We already told you last week, the Mayans will have their story.
Do we care about them?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. And then a prequel to the Jax Teller story with his dad coming back from the Vietnam War, and a sequel, what happened to the motorcycle club after. So those are the four parts. But
the only scene I remember from Sons of Anarchy was when Jax and his mom were getting a little too close and it creeped me out and I stopped watching it. So I'd like, if there's going to be a background story about Jax's life, I want answers about the mom's side.
This game is called What Happened?
It could be any story. Tell us something that happened to you that's interesting. Most interesting story wins.
This has a theme song.
Go right her up and tell him a crazy story. And the best story wins.
What happened?
And my best friend in entertaining. This segment is what happened.
What happened?
Kyle says he got stabbed by a crackhead with a broom when he was 5 in the foot. At least the drug user was keeping a clean house.
That's all he was keeping clean, I bet.
It's probably not his veins or nose.
Yet,
I don't know how you do crack. So I guessed both. Yeah, you either snort it or you inject it.
I think it's cute that you don't know.
Yeah, thankful. Thankful that I haven't been there. All right, we have Harley, who is our stupid cupid for the week. Yes, we have more reservations that you can win at Edmonton's hottest spots at times that you wouldn't get them now for tomorrow night.
For Valentine's Day, we know you forgot to book a rezzo.
You have a story for us for what happened.
Oh, yeah. One time I was driving last summer, and a quarter just hit me in the neck. Like, I was the windows were down. It was summer. And then, yeah, just a quarter just, like, slanged me in the neck.
Wow. Did it hurt?
It was scary. Like, I jerked while I was driving. I was like, whoa.
Did you at least get to keep the quarter?
I did, yeah. That's how I found out it was a quarter. Because I was like, what was that? I thought it was like a wasp, and I would have been really grossed out.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, it was a quarter. Yeah, that's it.
See, like, that's why I never understand when I see bald men driving convertibles. You are like the most hazardous person to be driving a convertible.
Well, there's a windshield there.
That doesn't matter. Harley had his windows open.
Yeah.
And a quarter hit him in the neck.
Thank God it wasn't a toonie, or we wouldn't have Stupid Cupid here with us today.
Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea how it happened, though.
No, I think it just bounced off somebody's tire.
So you're still here asking, what happened?
What happened?
780-107, let's hit another text. What do we got?
Hey, guys, this is super embarrassing, but when I was in grade 8, I think it was winter, and I live on a farm. And at the time, I didn't know I had a frozen chunk of horse crap on my boot. So the whole ride to school, it was still frozen. But when I got into school, it started to melt and left a crap trail through the school. Luckily, I was late, so not many kids were in the halls. But yeah, that was a fun time. Great story. No, here's a good one. What happened? I partied with Steve Aoki and got my best friend's nickname tattooed on my butt in Vegas last weekend for my 30th. Birthday.
Wow, that is a rad story.
Did Steve throw cake in your face, birthday girl or boy?
780-450-3332. What happened?
I listen to you guys all the time and listen to Tycho, of course, with a hot mix, but I travel on the road, so I get to go to Calgary a lot, and I was listening to Amp Radio, and they do their version of the hot mix. So we're blowing up their lines. We downloaded their app, me and my friend. And just kept on requesting DJ Tycho's mixes.
Yeah.
And then we started calling them, and they answered us and put us on live to do to request Tycho, and they wouldn't put them on.
That's awesome, though.
So what were you hoping, that they just play like our station live through their feed?
Much.
Yeah.
The hot mix, it was so much better. So we're just like, what's going on here? How are they even putting this on the radio? Let's request Tycho. And yeah, they just wouldn't do it.
Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. And thanks for the support. Hey, Hot 107, who's this?
Sherry.
What happened?
This happened about 10 years ago. It was off the Hamptons. There's a road that goes down into the valley.
Okay.
And a friend of mine lived down there in the valley, and it was winter, and it was really, really icy. And she phoned me up and asked me to bring her a pack of smokes. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to go because it's really icy. I'm not going to be able to get back up that hill. And she said, oh, no, I had other people coming in and out. So I said, okay. So I went there, and I got smokes. I was there visiting for about 3 hours, and I went to leave, and I couldn't get back up the hill. So I phoned AMA, and they sent a truck down, and the truck got stuck. So long story short, AMA kept sending trucks, and I kept telling them they're going to get stuck down there. And it ended up being 7 trucks down there. They had to bring eventually they brought a semi to stay up at the top of the hill, and they had to chain link all of them to get all of them up and me up, up this hill.
And all of this because you had to bring your friend some smokes.
Yeah.
Well, I think this song is probably fairly fitting then.
Yep.
To you and that story, a little Cor Blund on Hot 107. Maybe for the first time. Thanks for the call.
Chef got stuck in the Ford, got stuck, got the Chevron stuck when the Dodge showed up. But the Dodge got stuck in the tractor up, which eventually pulled out the Ford. Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey. Who's Chloe? I want to be best friends with her. She's a U.S. athlete who tweeted out right before doing her snowboarding run that she was craving ice cream, and then she won gold.
So while it was like while was she like, was standing on top yes. of the hill waiting for her turn, she's like, I could really go for some ice cream.
And people were tweeting her being like, aren't you competing right now? She's like, yeah. And then she won.
She's dynamite. Like, she is
so good.
She is far and wide better than the competition.
And she's only, what, 17 years old yeah. or something crazy like that? Like, I can see her coming back, making a massive comeback again, and just being one of those people that you see way too many commercials of, like, getting sponsored by yeah. everyone, especially Ben
ice cream.
And Jerry.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
Brilliant move on her part. And
big time.
Big ups for Twitter being a thing. Because it just gives these athletes more opportunities to get sponsors.
So you're saying, like, she's not the only Winter Games snowboarder who surprised us yesterday, though.
Well, there was also this other teen athlete who is from the U.S. who overslept, lost their coat, said the F word on TV, and then won U.S.'s first gold of 2018. I only see the news article. I don't know the name, but the picture of the person, like, they looked hungover.
Right. And I think to lose your coat and sleep in, that tells me he was hungover. But that happens when you're young. I remember I used to be able to do radio better when I was hungover.
Yeah, not the case anymore.
No.
Especially around the 8:30 mark when you start to get the shakes and you're like, honestly, just get me out of here. Most people haven't even started their day of work yet.
And the final story.
Millennials are deleting Facebook. They're done with it. There's way too many people that are over the age of 55 signing up, and millennials are just done with it.
It says they're ditching it in favor of Snapchat, but the update on
Snapchat sucks.
I'm done with Snapchat. I haven't posted a Snapchat story, I don't think, in like a week.
It takes up way too much battery, and the update sucks.
They take so long to load now. Why did you change it?
Bring back Nexopia.
I want ICQ back. So Notley has taken the next step in this pipeline and wine debate.
Okay.
She has given the federal government and BC an ultimatum, couple days to figure this out, okay. or else they're going to pull another move.
We're on a time limit now.
So I don't know what we like shut down from BC next.
Cherries.
Sure. Guys that sell eagle blankets on the side of the road and peaches that give me diarrhea.
I'm telling you, the cherries give you diarrhea. They really help get things moving. We need the cherries.
We don't need the cherries.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I actually don't know what the next thing they'd shut down was. Maybe one of the pipelines that goes from BC to Ontario. Just like, put a little stop in it. You want to screw with our oil? Watch this. Oh, we could oil for oil them and shut down all hashish. No? Okay.
I actually passed DARE, so I don't know what that means.
Okay, cool. Good for you.
Thank you.
What else is trending?
Okay, so there was this poacher that was eaten by all of the lions, and all they left behind was his head.
He was just trying to make some eggs.
Okay, I'm done.
All right. Thank you for checking out the show. We are asking you, what happened?
What happened?
We were talking with Greg, and his story about what happened was that he slipped outside Madonna right before he bought tickets.
So they brought him in
the
for
security
first
brought
aid.
Him in. Yeah. And then he's like, I'm actually feeling okay. And security had kind of dispersed. So he just got up with his buddy and they went and found some seats that weren't taken and watched the show for free.
Wasn't he saying? Yeah. He was saying that he was in line to get tickets.
Yeah.
And they just brought him right in.
Apparently.
So, lesson learned.
Our interns are very good at getting things for free as well.
Oh, sometimes.
When you heard this story, you had a few of your own.
Yeah, well, like, I don't know. There's some comedy clubs where if you just say you're a stand-up comic, they'll think that you're saying the truth and let you in for free. and you get to go see a free stand-up comedy show.
So just be like, I'm one of the acts.
I'm one of them.
I guess they're never going to be like, tell us a joke then.
But they might start to.
Show us how you're funny.
Or like, if you go to a restaurant and you just say you're celebrating something and it's a better restaurant, they might give you something. Or if you make your reservation and say, oh, it's doctor. Like, if you say that there's no ID over the phone for a phone reservation saying that you're a doctor. So, I feel like you'd get a better seat.
Okay, you get a better table that way. Or if you say you're celebrating something, I've heard of that before, like, hey, it's our anniversary.
Yeah, the keg gives you a free mini bottle of champagne or dessert.
Whoa!
That's
a good tip.
It's not bad.
You said you saw something online yesterday that was similar.
It's circulating a lot, though, so we're not going to be able to get away with it for too much longer. On Valentine's Day, you just go bar hopping, and you pretend to propose to your friend.
And then people
and then everyone
will buy your
just
drinks.
Buys you drinks all night. Brilliant.
Our buddy Doug did that with Shelly on our trip to Cuba this year.
He didn't even have a ring.
No.
And it doesn't matter.
People bought him like a bucket of beer. It's like, man.
Yeah, we got all the loopholes here on Hot 107.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Speaking of loopholes, the reservation roulette is coming up before 8 o'clock and Justin Timberlake tickets after 8. Time to announce our throwback throwdown songs. You can vote at hot107.ca or by hitting us up on the app. What are you going with today for romantic pre-Valentine's Day songs?
Well, obviously I'm going with the one song that hopefully one day I can sing to someone that I love. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Oof, they'd probably take off.
I would sing it and probably be in a karaoke bar, and when I open my eyes at the end, the bar would be cleared.
Yeah, the only thing that would be like moving would be that little thing that the door hits on the way out that just goes.
I have a joke. What's Whitney Houston's favorite coordination? And I.
All right, that's probably enough. All week, right here on Rider in the Morning. Sexy Back to Back is the name of the contest. When you hear two Justin Timberlake songs in a row, call 780-450-3332. We've got tickets for the just announced second show.
This just in.
Yeah.
Get it?
Just in. November 5th now, on top of the 4th, he's going to be at Rogers Place. You can also win tickets in the afternoon with Johnny Infamous. All right, that was two JT songs in a row. Let's do this.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Who is this?
Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
What are you calling for?
I'm really hoping for those JT tickets.
The what, sorry?
The Justin Timberlake ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, we have some expired passes for the water park, but...
Oh, I'm sure that would be lovely.
Just kidding. Yes, you've got yourself two tickets to the second show for JT.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited I just got First time ever.
I'm not sure if you swore there because your phone cut out, but it sounded like it, and we're okay with it.
Congratulations, Melissa. Okay. We need to move on to something.
You're fairly fired up about
something. I'm fired up about this BuzzFeed article about some male athletes. Do you want to hear the title of it?
Yeah.
11 men's luge bulges that deserve gold medals.
Okay.
What? So listen, I'm not saying that this is bad because if it was reversed gender that I would be offended. It's like all genders.
Yeah, you would be either way. Okay,
but these
fair
are
enough.
World-class athletes that have dedicated their entire lives to a specific sport to get to the Winter Games. Not so BuzzFeed could write an article about their junk.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean,
this is degrading and offensive.
Did you click on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if I just speaking for myself, not all male athletes in prime
Are
shape.
You putting yourself in that category?
I'm just talking about myself. Yeah. If I was recognized for that, I'd be all right with it.
So you're saying you'd be totally comfortable if there was like a specific magazine that maybe was dedicated to that?
Yeah.
You like would be pumped if you were featured on the front of it.
Bulges of radio. Yeah. I'd even be the cover boy for it. Or if like
Bulge of the Week.
If the Sunshine Girl thing, because it doesn't seem to have as much buzz as it used to, if they need to switch it up and they do like Bulge Town Boy something, you know, like instead, I'll go in the paper. Bulge Daily.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I can't believe you made it through the entire thing without falling asleep. Make sure you like it, subscribe, tell your friends about us. Talk to you tomorrow.